The Green Man returns to Greenland. Newly calved, the shards of ancient glaciers ride toward deeper waters, darker waters, beginning to melt even as the sea surrounds them, lapping freshwater wounds with salty tongues that cannot staunch the molecular awakening. Sunlight and ice yield virgin springs, freed at last from millennia of placid frozen dreams, cascading in crystal rainbowed streams into the gray waves. Ashore, stones split, crack with sharp hallelujahs in sunlight so long denied, the frozen droppings of a thousand generations of puffins and gulls, seals and hares, steam and teem with the brilliant rot of life. All around the streaming bergs, men in kayaks and umiaks take fish seldom seen so far north, lumpsuckers and cod fleeing the warming, deathly central seas. Somewhere in Greenland, a furtive shadow falls as the Green Man walks paths dim in memory, calling forth blade and leaf. Yet even he, for whom green is all, stares confounded at the ultimate cause of this riot of life. On every hand, vessels greater than the greatest gray whales converge, floating islands, steel forest to his eyes, with roots that draw black blood alone.